The question is from our island congregation sitting here before me today, is how can we strengthen the bonds between the parents and the children? The parents send their children to a foreign country for education, and they marry outside of their race, outside of their religion, and this creates great tension with the parents. On both sides, both the girl's side and the boy's side as well. Well, I'm always reminded of a very insightful statement of a 16-year-old young man who was being scolded by his mother for his Western ways. He said, "Mother, if you didn't want me to become an American, why did you bring me to the United States?" The mother and the father are the first guru. I would be the second guru. But there's another guru also, who's a partner to me, Vishva Guru Maha Maharaj. We work very closely together. If the mothers and fathers send their children to Vishva Guru Maharaj, which is the world, then what can they expect but the world to take over the child? We hold the parents responsible. They shouldn't complain. Only recently, a young man who is rather distant from us wanted to marry a girl that nobody knew, and both families objected, and they asked my opinion. And Vishva Guru was managing this whole affair. He was sent away off to school, and I said, "I love you, therefore I love who you love." That should be the attitude. Before the First World War in the United States, parents would send their children to university. They'd also sell their house and property and buy a house and move close to the university so that breakfast, lunch, and dinner was served at home, and they could supervise and raise their children properly. We would hold the parents responsible. They should have no complaints.